Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 4th of February. US President Trump again retreated from imposing significant taxes on US consumers in a pattern that turned out to be almost identical to the retreat from taxing imports from Colombia. Although taxes on imports from Mexico and Canada are, in theory, delayed for a month, three retreats in very quick succession means that markets are not likely to ascribe much weight to that particular threat. With goods from Mexico and Canada, and indeed Colombia, the price impact on US consumers' day-to-day shopping experience would have been visible and more or less immediate. This is why even Republican senators suddenly realized that tariffs are, in fact, paid by their constituents and not by foreigners, and lobbied, or posted to social media, for exemptions. The threat to further tax US consumers of products from China, which is to say almost all US consumers, has gone into operation, and China has responded by raising taxes on selected US exports. This is a slightly different threat. The inflation impact of taxing goods from China is less obvious to US consumers. China has helped US customers avoid taxes on about a third of its exports to the States by rerouting those exports. China's goods often fall in price over time, so taxing those goods will tend to stop price declines rather than necessarily creating price increases. And China's exports to the US also tend to be things that consumers buy less frequently and so are less price aware about. Food and fuel from Canada and Mexico would have had very high visibility in contrast. While another Trump retreat is possible, and there are talks scheduled with China, it's less urgent than backing down over the NAFTA countries. The speed with which Trump did back down does limit but does not completely remove the damage of the last few days. Economists, for one, have spent a lot of time in rather unproductive activity. But the two long-term risks remain. Countries are less likely to assume that the United States will abide by the terms of any trade treaty, and so they have less incentive to make concessions in negotiating any trade deal. US consumers may not have had to pay higher taxes, but more of them became aware of the risk of that, and that may affect their future spending and saving decisions. This perception is probably partisan, however. One news channel barely mentioned the tariffs on its website, while others were plastered with the economic fallout. But awareness of the nature of such taxes generally has probably increased. The data calendar today is very quiet. There are US job openings figures from the JOLTS data. The response rate to the survey that produces this data is laughably low, and the data has no reliable precision. The trend has been to fewer vacancies because companies have gone from advertising externally to filling positions internally, and internally filled vacancies do not count as vacancies in this data set. This is essentially a normalization of hiring practices that's underway. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.